From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The southern states are the timber capital of the world. They produce more timber than any other region of the country and more than any other single nation. Now a new report from the Forest Service is raising questions about the future of southern forests. The study concludes that without careful management, urban sprawl and logging pose a major threat. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
In the last 30 years, logging has gradually shifted from the Pacific Northwest to the Southeast. There was so much controversy over logging public lands in the western states, few heard the cries of environmentalists in the Southeast. But as conflict between the southern activists and timber companies grew, the U.S. Forest Service launched a $500 million study of the management of the forests. David Ware wrote the study report.
We know the harvests in the South have increased fairly rapidly since the 70s, and our forecasts show an increase of better than 50% of timber harvesting between now and the year 2040. Those effects will be felt in terms of the structure of forests and the location of forests within the South.
Which is one way of saying some forests are disappearing. About 5 million acres are logged each year. Many of these acres are being replanted with a single species of fast-growing pine trees used to make paper. Still others are left as fields or developed. Gone are the multitude of tree species that originally made these areas of forests so attractive and biologically diverse. The U.S. Forest Service notes these losses, but makes no recommendations on how to sustain the forests in the long term.
Ultimately, the responsibility for ensuring sustainability does rest with these 5 million private landowners who control roughly 90% of the southern forests.
The Forest Service concludes many of these landowners have a good record. They're using the newest technologies to harvest more timber from less land. But this isn't enough to save the forests, according to environmentalists. Dana Smith heads up the Dogwood Alliance based in North Carolina. She says her members aren't just worried about the loss of forest, but about the quality of life for people living near intensive logging operations. For example, Dana Smith says timber companies and landowners ignore the concerns of people living along the Green Swamp in North Carolina.
They've been ditching and draining wetlands in the Green Swamp to make way for fast-growing pine plantations to feed their paper mill. And the local community there has experienced increased flooding as a result of the ditching and draining. And also they're afraid to drink the drinking water because of the chemical spraying that's going on over the pine plantations.
Dennis Smith's Dogwood Alliance doesn't expect industry to change on its own, so her alliance is turning to the marketplace.
Given the fact that the paper market is what's driving the unsustainable cutting on southern forests, we're looking to companies and retailers like Staples, who are the big retailers of paper, to make a commitment to southern forests by buying and selling more recycled paper products.
We already have a 30% post-consumer waste recycled content paper called Great White that you can buy in our stores.
That's Joe Vasaluzzo. He's vice chairman of Staples. Environmentalists have been staging demonstrations at Staples stores. Vasaluzzo says his company is now putting pressure on suppliers to get more recycled products.
We are, in fact, in a few weeks offering through our catalog and our website 100% post-consumer waste recycled paper.
But there's one not-so-surprising hitch.
Our analysis says the consumer interest has been modest. The consumer seems to be driven very much by price.
And a ream of 50% recycled paper costs about $1.50 more than paper made from virgin pulp. In the end, the future of the southern forest may not be determined by big corporations or federal policymakers or by environmental groups like the Dogwood Alliance, but rather by everyday consumers. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.